Welcome back to the Tuesday Afternoon Show here on WGXC. We're back here with Rip and Wagner.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
How you doing? What's good. Going on?
Well, a lot is going on. We're getting ready for the upcoming weekend with the Parade of Lights that will be going up and down, up Main Street. Let me see, the 27th. I believe it starts at 6:30, but we've got all sorts of other things lined up for the upcoming months. The day after the Parade of Lights will be Small Business Saturday here in the village. A lot of businesses will be offering deals and sales. There's going to be a ukulele camp at 1:30 at Magpie Bookstore, which is a blast. If you've never been, you got to go and check it out, even if it's just to listen to Carmen and friends jam out and make some fun noise. There'll be tournaments all weekend long at Kerwin's Game Store. We got discounts up at the Teaching Spirit up on, what's the name of the street? Franklin Street. We're on Franklin Street, the library, right?
Yeah.
Yep. So they're like right next door, a little bit off the beaten path, but definitely worth a visit. Lovely. We'll be having light fare and snacks. General Store of Catskill is going to be doing a Good Karma sale where a portion of her proceeds go to select charity. Let's see what else. There's all sorts of stuff that's been added to the mix along the way. Lovely Breads will be offering a tasting at Lovely of some of their new to be added to the inventory. Let me see. There'll be a performance by the group Shandy, one of the young ladies from Body Be Well Pilates actually plays music, and her partner are known as Shandy. They've got some great stuff that I've heard online. They'll be playing sometime during the day, I think 4 to 6. We're still finding the best spot. I think it's going to be at Ashley's Place, the General Store of Catskill. She's got a nice layout there with a almost built-in stage to the design of the store.
Yeah.
So that's going to be a cool thing. And the biggest thing, I think, is that we're kicking off the People's Choice, kicking off the People's Choice window decoration contest. Most of the businesses up and down Main Street will be dressing up their windows with lights and tinsel, and I've seen some painting done on some hand-painted stuff.
I just passed by Wasana painting.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
I'm so envious. I'm kind of like, wow, I need to step up my game with my window now, because they went all out.
They did.
They got the music, the lights, some actual painting done by both Dina, and I saw Wasana out there today.
Wasana was painting today.
A lot of people don't know that she's an artist both in the kitchen and out, so that was awesome to see her work. Let me see, that sums up a lot of what's going on this weekend. Friday, the night of the Parade of Lights, the Catskill Country Store is actually going to be demonstrating the making of krumkaker. They're these Norwegian cake-like funnel treats. They're really cool. They're served with just a little bit of whipped cream, and they're made on this old-fashioned style griddle that gives it this cool design. So I've never seen it done, but Chuck, my buddy, said he's going to be doing that, so
right
I'm
on.
Looking forward to seeing that. The 28th is actually when they'll be kicking, the Catskill Merchant Circle will be kicking off the Passport Project. It's a brochure that's got a listing and map of all of the business participating up and down Main Street, along with a couple here on Franklin Street. The library has decided to join us with this, and so has Teaching Spirit next door. And then just maybe a stone's throw away from Teaching Spirit is Lenore Freese and Catskill Community Acupuncture. They're on William Street there. I don't have their address right in front of me. I want to say 11, but don't hold me to it. They're also participating. The actual address is on the brochure. The passport, and people will take the passport, visit various different stores and locations, find an image of a cat somewhere in the store. It might be a poster of a cat. It might be a cat merchandise. It could be a hand-drawn cat. Who knows? Who knows what it'll be? But you got to find the cat, and then from there you collect your stamp. And once you have half of the businesses stamped and at least one row and one column, you can enter into a ballot for a drawing a couple weeks away for the Winter Wonderland that is going to be up to, I believe we're at like $500 plus in prizes.
Whoa.
Yeah, it's really growing as things have been falling into place. And that will be on the weekend of the 11th and 12th this upcoming December. The Friday night is more of an adult-themed evening, more geared towards, you know, a date night or out with the friends, not so much family-themed stuff. There'll be carolers up and down Main Street. Perfect Tales has provided a gentleman named Mark Patton. He'll be playing the guitar and strolling around from space to space, visiting different stores and customers. 394 Main, one of the newer cafes that's opened up in the village here. They're going to have an actual violinist sitting there playing throughout the evening.
Fancy.
Pretty fancy. And as if that isn't enough, and let me just check to make sure that it's the right date, because I don't want to... Nope, it's the next date. They got some good stuff going on the day after, too. Violinist the general store of Catskill. Ashley's provided a tarot reader that will be going through the deck and the minor and major arcana. Anyone that knows anything about tarot ought to be an interesting experience. Bridge Street Theater, the guys from over there, Steve Patterson, will be doing readings of a couple of pieces of literature, somewhat abstract to me, but I'm guessing they're well known. I believe there's going to be a reading of Dickens at the community center, but that hasn't been confirmed. There's so much going on. I feel like I'm taking up so much time.
No, also at Magpie, is it Friday night she does the movies?
You are.
She's doing, what's she doing, Corey?
Oh, she's doing The Lodger, which is one of Alfred Hitchcock's first movie, Silent, and it's sort of his take on the Jack the Ripper.
And she'll be doing that every Friday at 7. She just did Plan 9 last week.
You made it to that, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, it was awesome.
Nice. But the 11th, she's not going to be doing the Silent movie. I hate to let you down, but according to my paperwork, she's going to have Celtic music at 5:30.
Cool.
So, and it's, you know, real traditional Celtic music, so that's going to be a nice treat to have for the village. Mahalo is going to be across the street from said businesses. We'll be providing treats and delect edibles from Creekside on the other side of the creek.
Okay.
Yeah, we're trying to get some teamwork going from...
Everybody perks up.
Everyone gets all excited, yeah. Sean from over at Creekside is working with us here to try and get himself a little bit of exposure because, you know, a lot of people forget that down there tucked away on West Main Street is this amazing restaurant. Great waterside view, beautiful all times of the year around. So there's going to be a bunch of that there, and I'm pretty sure Mo's going to have some type of treat besides that. She's been really, Mo from Mahalo has been really helpful with everything that's going on here. And then we move on to the next day, which is the Saturday more family-friendly afternoon events. There will be Santa. Santa will be at the Catskill Community Center. It was tough. We were looking, trying to get a hold of him, and I don't know if anybody else has tried to work with the big guy, but he's not always easy to get in touch with. You got to go through secretaries, and then the elves, and then the elf secretaries. It's a lot of paperwork, but we were able to line it up.
Cut through the bureaucratic red tape.
Always. Even with something as simple as Santa, you would think. Lowe's and Catskill Community Center are going to provide a youth workshop where they've got all sorts of treats that kids can whip together, and I don't remember what they were, but they looked pretty cool last year. I was kind of, again, wishing I was a little person because I wanted to go and play, and they're like, no, you're too tall for this. All right, fine. There will be a discount matinee at the community theater. I'm pretty sure there's also going to be some face painting there. That's all still up in the air, but everything else has kind of fallen into place, so I'm looking forward to that. The Catskill Public Library has provided a brass ensemble. And actually, I think they're going to kick off the day at 12:30 with a big trumpet blast outside to let everybody know that the holidays are here. And then throughout the day, they're going to go up the streets and visit a couple of different stores along the way that, you know, looking to have some brass ensemble holiday music. There's a bunch of art receptions that actually aren't in my notes here, but Frisbee Agency is hosting their reception for the Gift of the Season. It's a themed art show that has to do with giving and gifts. Let me think. Off the top of my head, we also have M Gallery just jumped on board this past couple of days, and they're having, I believe, a stocking stuffer sale that weekend. I believe the weekend before they're going to do the Good Karma sale, much like Ashley, where a percentage of their proceeds will go to a select charity. And then who's the third gallery? I know there was a third one that just told me. I'll come back to it. Let me look at my notes. Like I led on to before, Brian DeWan will be at 394 making all sorts of musical madness and beauty outside. So I'm really looking forward to that. Anybody that doesn't know Brian DeWan, he's I'd say world-renowned musical aficionado. He's created his own machines and musical creation devices that have, I'd say, helped shaped.
Mad genius.
Yeah, there you go. In a nutshell, he's a mad genius, but yet he's a very clean-cut mad genius, I gotta say. He's always well-dressed.
I'm assuming.
There's gonna be a vendor's market at Kerwin's Game Store. I think there is actually still time if anybody is a vendor and looking to get on that, contact them at the Kerwin's Game Store, Leanne at Kerwin's, I think it's kerwinsgamestore.com. You'd have to actually look it up, but Bridge Street Theater is going to provide a few traveling puppet shows. Different locations are going to start out at Kerwin's Game Store, and then I believe they're going to head up one of the empty, newly renovated establishments. Really nice looking place that has been overlooked for far too long, and then make their way up to the other end of the street where Aquavarium is located, and they're going to be doing a puppet show up there. Aquavarium has also just jumped into the mix. They've got some sales coming up this Black Friday. I didn't get the details, but it is all on the Welcome to Catskill Facebook page. And if it's not there, it's also on the Friday Night Fever Facebook page. There's going to be hot chocolate provided by a bunch of different places. The La Casa Latina is going to have what they call posada, which is like the very Latin type of hot chocolate. I don't know what that means, if it has an accent or if it's spicier. But
Neva's looking at you.
Posada. Posada. Does Neva know? Do you know Neva?
Posada.
Posada.
Oh, that's like Mexican holiday time. It's like Posada is like a...
Festiveness.
So they've added the festivities to the hot chocolate. Yes. It will be the most festive Posada hot chocolate that you have ever had. I may have mistranslated that. I believe, and again, not only do we have Santa coming to the community center, but we might have him playing the saxophone up and down Main Street throughout the evening. I can't go into details about that. There's been rumors that there's been a couple of bikes given to be raffled away during the day. It has to do with Santa at the community center. Aquavarium is still lining up, but it sounds as though he's going to have all types of critters up there. A couple of different people presenting some reptiles, probably some furries, and... I think I heard miniature horses will be providing rides for kids up and down the street. Things are falling into place. It's growing into a really exciting weekend.
I'm tired already.
Aren't you?
In short, come to Catskill this weekend.
Not only this weekend, but two weekends from now for December 11th and 12th. This weekend is the warm-up. You know, the Parade of Lights is always a beautiful, stunning experience with the fire trucks and area volunteers and people. You know, it's open to everyone to dress up their trucks or dress up their floats or dress up whatever. Whatever it is they've got for the holiday, as long as it's bright light, and it usually brings a good crowd to Main Street. And then Small Business Saturday, we've got music galore throughout the day, like I said, with Shandy at Studio in the Round that evening, which is this weekend. Eric and Erica, musical guests, are going to be playing at 7 p.m., and that's up by Aquavarium.
All right. And you can look at this information. What's the Facebook page again?
Well, we've been working with WelcomeToCatskill.com, and there's also a WelcomeToCatskill.com Facebook page and a Friday Night Fever Facebook page. Easily searched.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for letting me come on.